BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Fun time blowing bubbles through a straw. Sounds naughty.
Gonna get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
BBC Radio.
One. Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the immature.
You're under a citizen's arrest. You are too.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go.
Hiya, thanks for downloading the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. This should cheer you up. Just put it on and forget about everything else for the next 40 or so minutes. Do we talk for that long? I think so.
Yeah. It's a lengthy one.
Right. Includes a very heartwarming proposal, something that we've been working on behind the scenes for a while now. You'll enjoy it. And also, we both ask our partners what their actual job is, because we don't know. Now, a while ago, a guy called David reached out to us and he wanted our help with something. So we replied to his email. By the way, you can email if you need help with anything, anything you want to discuss, any problem you want sorted. That's what this show is here for. You know that. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I want your stories. I want stuff you need help with. I want gossip. I want stuff that you're discussing with your friends. I want it all. I'm a sponge. Give it to me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You make this show. Anyway, so David got in touch. We replied to his email, and he wants us to sort something quite big out for him. We haven't said this on the radio yet, but we've been talking to David for a bit on email. And this is him. Hi, David.
Hey, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, all good. So, good. If you want to let the Radio 1 listeners in now, please, on what you are about to do.
Right, so I am thinking about asking my girlfriend to marry me. She's a huge Radio 1 fan, so I thought, what better way to do it than have the support from you guys and do it as well as the listeners, so go and do the great deed.
Yes. This is amazing. So obviously you told us this by email, and now everyone can hear this, so we've had to ensure that she can't hear this. There's been a little bit of logistics behind the scenes here, this is very, very... very, very exciting and very sweet.
It's been a covert operation for quite some time, but now we can bring it to the radio.
Yeah, so I was thinking of obviously asking it on the radio and doing it face-to-face. So, I mean, if she says no, at least I'll go out with a big bang.
This is the amazing situation we're in. So, basically, there's going to be a proposal, right? That's the thinking. It's going to be today. You're going to hear this. But what is so good about this is there is a... I mean, I'd like to think, just for the drama of it all, there is a real chance she'll say no. I'm sure
so,
she won't.
David, just so we can get a bit of story and a bit of insight, like, tell us a bit about you guys. What's her name? How long you've been seeing each other?
Yeah, so her name's Lauren. We've been together about 5 years now. I actually met her at my brother's wedding. It was love at first sight, but it wasn't for her. I had to walk past a couple of times.
Right. Love at third sight for her.
Yeah, I think it's third or fourth, yeah.
So at your brother's wedding, did you think, yeah, she's the one?
Yeah, straight away, to be honest, yeah. I mean, she was there actually at my brother's wedding. They had the horse. So she was actually holding the horse, and like the handler. So, I mean, when I walked past, yeah, she caught my eye straight away.
What the hell are you going on about? Why was there a horse at the wedding?
We're into horses. We're, farriers. I don't know if you know what a farrier is. But, I mean, we're into horses, and he owns horses and that, so...
Right, so what was the horse? Maid of Honour or Best Man or something?
I think he was just there just for pictures, really, just to make the pictures look good. But, yeah, so she was holding the horse. So as soon as I walked past, obviously I noticed the horse. And then, I noticed her then.
I quite fancy the girl holding the horse.
Who's the one with the horse over there?
Excuse me. See that girl holding the horse? Do you know who that is? David, what's made you think that now is the right time to ask, Lauren?
Well, I wanted to do it, probably sooner. I mean, men are like, we always point it off saying we'll do it, in a couple of months or next year.
Yeah,
but I think the time is right now, because last year I had terrible year after losing my younger brother. I mean, words can't describe how it makes you feel and how it leaves a big hole in your heart. But I mean, things do get better. And I mean, time is a good healer. So, I'll obviously always miss him. But, you got to look forward to the, things like this. So hopefully, in the next 30 minutes or so, my life will be a lot better and, a lot happier. So,
so sorry to hear that. This is, I think you've got the right attitude here. Like, you're going to build a future with Lauren, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's so nice that you are doing this on this show as well, right? And that you're bringing us all into it. And that I think everyone listening to this right now will be rooting for you, but also now feel involved and want to be part of this beautiful, amazing moment.
I mean, I'm so invested right now.
Yeah.
I might have to buy a hat.
David, are you excited about this? Are you nervous? Oh, as you said, it's arguably one of the biggest 30 minutes of your life coming up.
Gosh, I'm so excited, but yeah, I'm so nervous. I mean, I'm sweating buckets. But I've got my dog with me for support. I'm going to take him with me for support as well as you guys.
Great.
He's actually wearing a shirt. I've got him a custom shirt that says, "Mummy, will you marry my daddy?"
Oh, my God.
He's all dressed up to impress as well.
There is going to be a proposal on Radio 1 in the next half hour with our man David here. We all need to show him some support. This is a moving situation. I'm so excited for this.
David, how long will it take you to get to your girlfriend, Lauren?
About 30 minutes.
David, if you drive to Lauren now and then when you're there, just give us a message and we'll catch up.
All right, then.
Speak in a bit. The Scott Mills Daily. David has been in touch with us. He emailed us a while back, actually, asking for our help. And we've been kind of planning it for a while. So he wants to propose to Lauren, his girlfriend of 5 years, on our show.
It's so sweet, this. And it feels like he deserves some good news in his life. He's had a tricky couple of years.
All right, so he's back on. David, where are you now?
I'm actually outside the car park now, ready to go.
So this is the car park of the place where Lauren works.
Yeah, eventually workplace.
This just got real.
Yeah, it's got really real. David, can I just check a couple of things? I've been in this situation before. Have you got a ring?
Yes. Oh. Yeah. Just checking. Just double checking. Yes, I've got the ring.
Yeah, that was a really long gap of answering there.
That was a panicked fill the pocket. And it's like,
I'll pull it something. I've checked the wrong pocket. Yeah, I've got the ring. I've got the ring.
Okay, you've got the ring. Now, in your head, have you got what you're going to say and all of that?
I mean, it'll probably all go to pot and I'll probably stutter and mutter. But I mean, yeah, I think I got what I want to say, whether I say it or not.
But you've got it in your head, yeah?
I've got it in my head.
Right. Okay, David, how can we help?
If you could ring her while I'm walking into a workplace and say that she can come to the front of the reception, that would be great.
David, what does Lauren do?
She's a veterinary nurse.
Okay.
She's a head nurse, at a veterinary practice.
It would help here, I guess, if we call her or call her work and ask if she can come to reception. And you're going to head there.
I'm going to head there now.
Right, guys, I feel like we're all in this together.
Oh, I'm
Scott, you ready?
Yeah, I'm stressed.
I'm ready. I'm David, stressed. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Radio 1 listeners, are you ready? Say yes.
Yes. Right, David, we'll play a song, we'll get Lauren's number from you, and then we'll call her and tell her to come to reception.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay. Should we call Lauren? Another Lauren in Glasgow is like, my name's Lauren as well, and I'm a vet nurse. Got in my car then. I was like, why are they talking about me? We're not.
This is exciting.
Okay, here we go. So we're going to call Lauren and ask her to go to the reception of her work, and David is there in reception.
Hello?
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 Hello, is that Lauren?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Lauren. My name's Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you know me?
Yes, I know you, yeah.
Yeah, I present a show with Chris Stark. He's here too.
Hey, Lauren.
Yeah, hi, you okay?
Yeah. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Now, it's a bit weird that we'd be calling you right now.
Yes.
You seem so calm and collected about the situation. We're sort of just calling you out of the blue.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
Do you have any idea what it might be?
No idea.
Have you got any questions for us?
No.
Okay.
No questions.
Okay. Here's a thing. Would you mind for me? You know where you work. You're there now, yeah?
Yeah.
Would you mind just going to reception for me?
Yes.
Is that all right?
Okay. Yeah.
If you can make your way there now, yeah. I'll stay on the phone. All right.
Okay.
Radio 1.
Sorry, it's a long walk down.
That's all right. Take your time.
Okay, I'm here now.
Okay.
Right, guys. With Scott and Chris, they've been helping me for the past couple of weeks to plan this. What do I say? friendly girl. We've been together for 5 years.
Yeah.
And it's been the best 5 years of my life. And we've had many good memories together. I can't wait to make many more. We've started this, we've been planning this for weeks. And I wanted to do it today on behalf of all these people. So I was wondering if you could, would you marry me?
Do we have an answer?
Yeah. I think she said yeah.
Yay!
She said yeah.
She said yes.
She said yeah. Oh. Thank you, man. Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Chris. Just the way we weren't expecting that.
Can we have a very quick word with Lauren?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Hello?
Lauren, firstly, congratulations.
And thank you.
I'm sure this starts to explain why you got a random call from us just now.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, but can we just say you have got the sweetest guy in David. Like, what a kind, loving, he thinks the world of you. He was so nervous but excited about this, and he's brought us all along, hope you don't mind, for this moment, because it's such a special moment in his life. And Lauren, I just wanted to give you the chance to maybe be able to say why you want to marry David the same way that he's been able to do with you.
I can't think now, to be honest.
I mean, he sounds like a great guy to us.
Yeah, no, he is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And you know what? He was saying to us, like, obviously he didn't have a great year last year, but he's looking forward now to everything, and he's looking forward to building a future, and that's with you.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
Oh,
thank you so much.
We love you guys.
Sorry for the weird call.
And you can invite us too, and the millions of people listening right now to the wedding.
Yeah.
We're going to go full sort of Prince Harry on the situation.
Yeah. You're crying.
No, you're crying.
You're crying. Guys, the best of luck for the future, and thanks so much for letting us be part of what is a massive moment in your life.
Oh, thank you so much.
Job done. Well done, David. And can we cover the wedding on the show?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's just what we all needed today, says Dawn. Thanks very much, Scott and Chris. Well, thank you. That was so cute. Needed that today, says Charlie and Devon.
Everyone's very emotional, aren't they? A few tears about. Don't touch your eyes, of course. But yeah. But yeah. Happy tears.
Use your sleeve. Big up Radio 1, bringing some happy to the world with that engagement today. That was brilliant, says Sarah. Loads of messages coming in. We've just been told, we don't know what, but we've been told it's a wedding-themed Ask Me Anything today.
Ah.
Just after 2.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Justin Bieber. Bieber? What the hell?
Justin Bieber. Bieber.
Right. I've reached that point now, like, just need a laugh. Everything's making me laugh today.
Yeah.
More hand sanitizer?
Yeah.
Would you like some?
Just keep splashing it my way, please.
Oh, yeah, babe. Justin Bieber and Quavo.
One BBC Radio.
Doja Cat coming up, and I've got a new tune of the week. Oh, and new Jack Garrett. Okay, it's time for Ask Me Anything. One of life's extraordinary people we're about to speak to. This is someone that does something a little bit different to the rest of us, okay? I'm told it's wedding themed. So, hello, caller. Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Daisy Imodio and I am a marriage proposal planner. Ask me anything.
Amazing. Well, I mean, we could have done with this about half an hour ago, Scott, for the actual proposal.
Yeah, that would have been good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, okay. Well, I suppose the first question's got to be, what is the most, elaborate proposal that you've ever planned?
So we've planned over 1,700 now all over the world, and they start at £1,000, but the most elaborate has to be the most expensive, and that was £800,000.
Yeah.
What?
For a proposal.
This is not for the wedding. This is just for the proposal.
just for the proposal.
He had a really crazy brief. He wanted their faces beamed onto the Eiffel Tower. But for love nor money, I tried. You cannot get your face beamed onto the Eiffel Tower, no matter how much money you have. So in the end, we went to 7 different countries by private jet, and we beamed their faces onto different things. So one of them was Disneyland Paris, where it was just exclusive to them, part of the Niagara Falls, part of somewhere in New York. Like, it was amazing. I was privileged to be part of it.
Right.
So I was reading this thing the other day about proposals, and I was reading that I think it's a quarter of millennials now hire someone like you.
Oh, really? I didn't know that fact, but that's amazing.
And then
business is booming.
So they hire a professional proposal planner just to take all the anxiety out. Then there is a professional photographer and or videographer to capture the big moment directly afterwards.
That's what I did. I had a photographer hiding.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I told you this, didn't I? Or did I not? I can't remember if I told you.
Oh, I thought those photos were professional.
Yeah, I had a guy, right? So it was sort of New Forest Way where I proposed. Have we talked about my proposal? Have we not? I don't think we have.
I saw the pictures.
I went in.
Weren't you on the top of a rock or something?
Well, because I felt like it was sealing a deal, this, and I just felt to get it across the line, I needed to throw some stuff at it.
Oh, yeah?
My mate Matt, who's good with photos, I had him hide behind a load of rocks on a beach.
Did you?
Poor lad was there for 2 hours waiting for me to turn up.
did you schedule a surprise party immediately after the proposal? That's what the millennials are doing, Chris.
That's what I did. Well, sort of. I had my parents there, and her parents were there as well. So, well awkward if they say no.
Oh, they were both sets of parents were there?
Yeah. Seriously, mate, it was stressful.
Exactly. That's why you need a planner, to take the stress away from you.
True.
Has this ever gone horribly wrong, your job? Anyone said no?
No, never. I know it's going to happen. 1700, I'm waiting for the day and I dread it.
What advice could you give for anyone proposing as to what you're meant to say when you're down on one knee? Because I didn't plan that bit.
I think people freak out. They see things in the cinema and all these huge films and they put a lot of pressure on themselves. Really, all you need to say is, will you marry me, and get on one knee.
No, but you've got to do some pre-chat, haven't you? Because you can't just go like, bam, will you marry me? You've got to do the whole, well, the weather's nice today, isn't it? Then you've got to find, oh, my laces are undone. And then you go down on one knee.
Is that what you did?
And then you go to the laces. And at that point, you're down, right? And then you've got to say something like, we've been together a long time. That's the preamble bit is the struggle bit, because eventually you do get to will you marry me, but it's a long link.
Now, hang on. Is there any recordings of your pre-chat somewhere?
Why would there be recordings of the pre-chat?
Well, you said that someone videoed it, or is it just photos?
Just photos, yeah.
I want to hear the pre-chat. What was yours? Come on. Isn't the weather nice?
I don't remember, because I was nervous. So I guess it was a bit of weather's nice.
So,
And then Rhea was saying, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
And then I was obviously down on one knee by then. And then I can't remember what I said. That's a really good point. Should we ask her?
Yeah, let's actually ask. Yeah. Let's get her on.
Okay,
great idea.
Yeah, it's okay to ask her if.
What did I say?
Yeah, that's not offensive, is it?
Right, let's ring her.
Yeah,
Daisy, thank you so much for being on Ask Me Anything. Another brilliant guest.
Thank you,
Scott Mills.
Should we call Wifey?
Yeah,
as
come
you
on
call
in.
Her?
Yeah, yeah. Let's. Oh, I don't call her that, but let's.
Your wife. And let's find out what you did say in the proposal pre-chat.
Hello.
Hello, you're right, it's just me.
Hey, you're right.
We were just talking about something on the show and thought I'd get your memories on it. Do you remember when I proposed to you?
Yeah.
I got down on one knee.
Yeah.
And then I said some really profound stuff. Do you remember what I said?
No.
No.
Oh, God. I don't think you said that much, though.
I think I did.
I can't remember.
Can't remember.
I'm sure you said nice. Oh, God.
It was nice, obviously. It wasn't...
I'm sure you said nice. Do you know what? I think I was just so, like, overwhelmed by it all that I can't remember it.
Georgia.
Sorry.
What are you doing at the moment?
Do you know what? Like, I'm in the middle of something. I reckon if... I'll remember later, and then I can tell you. Why, yeah. Anyway?
No, we were just talking about
Have
it on
you
the
forgotten?
Show. No. No, I remember okay. what I said. It was really nice, wasn't
what
it?
What did you say then?
Well, I just said no. I just remember saying some quite profound things. So obviously, I'm really upset that you don't know. Actually, well, you're working from home today, aren't you?
Yeah, I think that's the thing. You've caught me in the middle of something else. Once I remember, I'll send it over.
I've wanted to ask you this for ages. What do you actually do?
What do you mean? What do I actually do?
Like, what is your actual job? Yeah, I sort of know what company it is, but what do you actually do?
I engage people as part of our member base across numerous different digital channels.
Yeah.
I love that you don't know what I do.
No, I do. I just wanted to get the sort of official take on it. I do know what you do. Of course I do. And of course I remember what I said to you when
so
I proposed.
Okay, what do I do? Explain to me what I do.
You engage members.
Yeah.
On different channels.
And why do I do that?
Because obviously the members need engaging.
Yeah.
But not just through one channel. Anyway, sure. I'll catch with you later. Chicken Kiev for dinner tonight, isn't it?
Oh, random. Okay, see you later.
Later.
Do you feel you know what she does now?
No. Do you?
No.
What do you do?
I don't know what my partner does either. Actually, should we call him? Yeah, let's do that in a bit.
Scott Mills. You know the
feeling, you know the feeling. Christine and the Queens, People Have Been Sad on Radio 1.
That's going to be my hand-washing song now, I've decided. That one there.
What bit are you going to sing?
What I would like to do is, didn't we say that we were going to do this before? We were going to put, not subtitles over it, because obviously a large bit of it's in French, but like a voiceover, a translator.
Well, we were saying last week on the show that I'm now well into shows with subtitles after seeing that film, where I forgot what it's called, Parasite.
Mm.
So yeah, I mean, I'm prepared to do like interpreter style voiceover over the top.
Yes, so when it goes to the French bit, I want the whole washing hands routine that you see on in every toilet over the top of it, voiced by you in a posh way.
Leave with me.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Hannah.
Hi.
When was the last time you washed your hands?
About 20 minutes ago.
Yes.
I promise.
I'm sure mine is shrinking, but that's okay because my fingers were really fat before. How's it going, Hannah? What are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm just on my way home from work.
Okay. Half day or you've been sent home or what?
Oh, part-timer.
Okay. And I know you went to see Jack Jones on Saturday at Brixton Academy.
Yes. It was amazing.
Yeah,
so
is it good?
Videos look good.
Yeah. It was amazing.
And did you see Joel Corry? He was on before.
Yeah, I did. I missed the jam.
Yes. Was Joel Corry tanned and wearing a vest and muscles fit?
No, it was a very muscly shirt, but not like cut-off sleeves or anything. You could see the muscles poking out.
Of course you could. If I had them, I'd never leave the house. Oh, yeah.
I bet you had loads of anti-back next to both decks
loads
as well.
Yeah.
Loads of
you know, lonely. He's there. You just see him.
Squirt.
Bam, bam, bam. Just
yeah.
Top up there.
Sorry, squirt. All right, here's what I've got for you on Bangers today. California. What's up with you?
I love this song.
Oh, sorry. Phantom Planet.
I was expecting cheesy pop.
Yeah, I know, I've gone the other way. Well, yeah. Phantom Planet, California.
Oh, Hannah, listen, it's all good because you get a choice on Bangers. It's one of two songs, okay? So maybe I can tempt you away with my choice. I just think we all want positivity, don't we? We want a boost. So I've just
good
gone
time.
For the ultimate version of that in music.
Oh, come on, yes.
I just thought we could have about 3 minutes cut loose to Dario G, Sunshine.
Definitely.
Why not, eh?
Amazing.
Okay. I think I know what you're going to do.
Well, Scott, to be honest, I would always pick you. You always come through with the cheesy pop.
Thanks, Hannah. Yeah.
So today is going to have to be Chris.
Come on.
What is Britishness? Fish and chips, footy, a good cup of tea. Nice.
I'm Zing Sing, and I've lived in the UK for 15 years. Now I'm deciding if I should give up being a Singaporean citizen to become one here.
I feel like I'm at home when I'm walking around and people are speaking 27 different languages.
But can the people of Britain help me make up my mind?
You're here and you live here and you're as Britishy as anyone.
United Zingdom, a new podcast. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
That was the right decision today. Absolute love coming in on 8119.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Ali and Devon, dancing around my living room, working from home on this gorgeous sunny day. Sarah's grooming dogs there in Cheltenham. Turn the radio right up. What a banger. I never messaged this show, but Chris's banger is defo worth recognition. That's Jace and Evesham. We've got Paul and Julia, who are sat in Lanzarote, can't leave their villa. Fantastic choice of positivity. Oh. James in Liverpool says, this song should be played every single day at the moment to bring people up.
It's true that, and Greg said this morning, this is what Radio 1 is all about. It's all of us in this together.
Yeah, like radio, I think at this time, I mean, I've always loved radio, that's why I've done it for ages. But I think at a time like this, it's just reassuring, and we're just trying to like take your mind off things a little bit, you know?
Exactly. Exactly, and I think it is just that feeling of us all being together. We'll play a load of music, we'll do a load of silly stuff. Yeah.
With that in mind, let's call my boyfriend in a minute and ask what he actually does for a job, because I don't know.
Scott Mills.
Grimmy's there, are you?
Hiya.
All right.
Yeah, good.
Right. You got Rita Ora in later, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. This is weird.
Right, so we've been playing this all day. Listen to this.
Nick Grimshaw.
Radio 1.
This afternoon, Rita Ora is going to be live on the show for a very special co-host.
Hello, Grimmy. Haven't seen you for a while.
That's not her.
Yeah, who's that? Also, not her.
She sees you regularly.
Hello, Grimmy.
That's not... Is that
not her.
Impersonating Rita Ora there?
Not her, that, is it?
I don't know.
Hello, Grimmy. I've not seen you for a while.
It can't...
But that's so good, then, because that means someone in the office has been asked, can you just be Rita Ora?
Just be Rita Ora.
Again.
Nick Grimshaw.
Radio 1.
This afternoon, Rita Ora is going to be live on the show for a very special co-host.
Hello, Grimmy. Haven't seen you for a while.
Oh, no, maybe it is now. Hello, Grimmy.
Something's not right.
Grimmy's with you at 4, and Rita's going to be here at 6. Hello, Grimmy.
Hello.
I've not seen you for a while.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Quite like to do this with you lot later in the week. If you are in a relationship and you're not quite sure what your partner does for a job, let us know, and then you can ask them on the radio.
But be honest. Like, that's the thing here. Yeah. Don't tell them about it.
Don't tell them.
Like, just tell us. If you sort of know what area they're in, but actually, every time someone says to you, what do they do for a job? You go,
I used to have this with my ex-flatmate as well. I lived with him for, like, 10-odd years. But if you said to me, what did he do? I don't know. I still don't know.
And they often get annoyed at you for not knowing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're about to see. I'm excited for this.
Okay, so let's ring my boyfriend now. And we've already called your wife and asked her what she did.
What's he... Do you know what he's doing at the moment? Self-isolating or...?
I think still at work. Okay. Let's find out.
Well, let's find out.
Hello.
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 Hello, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You okay?
I was just eating something. Go
okay.
On.
Well, we're just talking about something on the show.
Mm-hmm.
What's your actual job?
What do you mean, what's my actual job?
What do you, like, I kind of know vaguely, but what do you actually do for, like, work?
So 3 years in and you're only asking now what I do.
It's just a bit complicated. I don't know. Like, obviously, I hear you on the phone to people and that.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like, I don't quite know what it is.
So, I'm a brand manager.
Yeah, but what do you actually do?
I'm in charge of the event and sponsorship and promotions for any client that wants to promote their brand.
And you're in charge of that?
Yes.
Are you?
Yeah. Quite a big deal.
Me and Chris were just talking about what our partners actually do.
Well, what do you think I do?
Chris is here as well. What do you think he does?
Oh, I think it's unfair to drag me in. No, it's a funny one, this, Sam, because I know what company you work for, but what I wonder, what I wasn't sure, like Scott, I wasn't sure what you actually do. Sort of, I know you do a lot.
He does do a lot. He works hard.
But it's sort of, you're working in the dark there, aren't you? Like we don't see it. Like, you know what we do.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. Mine's different, isn't it? Yeah, there's lots of things I do.
Yeah.
I put events on and I help people promote their brand.
So right. That's such a cool job.
It is a good
I
job.
Never realised you put on events. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, oh, come on, you've seen his Instagram. He's always at an event.
True. He's always at an event. Wasn't aware that he was...
he's in charge of them.
...organising all of those as well. No, that's wicked.
Yeah, good. For any events you need in, come right. Give me a call.
Okay, cool. Nice.
All right, thanks. Sorry, I'm not being rude. I just wanted to clarify what it... Because we're too far down the line now, really, for me to ask...
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm glad you know now, 3 years in.
Yeah, yeah, but if we weren't doing it on the radio, I would never ask you, because it's it would be embarrassing to admit that, but on the radio.
Or you don't care?
No, I do care.
Okay.
But it's just good to have clarification. All right, I'll let you get back to it then.
What are you eating out of interest?
I was just eating some sweets.
Oh. Might as well now, eh?
Well, exactly, it's all off now, isn't it?
Cancelled a holiday. Can't go to the gym.
It's true. You were both trying to look good for the holiday now.
Yeah.
I know. I've lost nearly 2 stone and I may as well just eat everything.
I'm just going to go the other way. Are you in?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, cool. All right, pizza tonight then, yeah?
Yeah, switch a bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen live, get this podcast. Subscribe to it on BBC Sounds. Never miss one.